Good evening. It's evening four of the 7 day reset. I hope that you have had a really good day. Here are your questions to set you up for our practice. So please take your journal and pen, get comfy, and let's begin. Question one. How are you feeling right now? Question two, how would you like to feel by the end of this evening's practice? Question three, what would you like from your sleep this evening? What would you like from your sleep this evening? Okay, so again, just get comfy, put your pen and journal down, and we are about to commence this evening's practice. Enjoy. Good evening. It is evening four of the 7 day reset. I had to think about that for a moment. I hope that you have had a really good day. Well done for being here again. We've got a few more days to go. And it gets more exciting by the day. I've got some really cool stuff lined up for you for the next few days and evenings. So, the first thing that I wanted to say was this. This morning, I gave you a really cool, fun little exercise to do, which was to write up these questions. What do I feel most excited about in my life right now? What is it about that that makes me feel excited? And how does that make me feel? In the morning, when we wake up, what goes through our minds in the first 5 minutes of the day will set our tone for the day. So it's really important. What you're learning with me is how to set your mind up beautifully in the mornings so that you have positive thoughts, so that you're in a really positive emotional state. And to set you up in the most positive way possible. The question that I gave you this morning, what I asked you to do was just to post that up, the blank questions, and put it up on your wall next to your bed. And when you wake up in the morning, look at those questions and just ask yourself, what am I feeling most excited about in my life right now? What is it about that that makes me feel excited? And how does that make me feel? If you lie in bed and just allow that awareness to come through to you, it's really super cool. It cuts through any mind chatter that might be coming through, which might be a little bit negative. It's normal to have negative thinking. That's one of the things that I wanted to say to you. You are learning how to change that so that your mind is more positively focused, so that you get more and more and more positive results in your life and manifest what you want much more easily rather than manifesting what you don't want. And some of what you're doing, well, a huge amount of what you're doing is we're going to be clearing out your subconscious mind. Things are going to be coming up. It's totally safe. It's totally normal. So you can clear through them. And you are doing this with me, and I'm giving you the tools that you can do this. So stick with it. Get excited about where you are at on your journey, because you are being taught some really powerful, simple and powerful tools through this practice and the teachings that I'm giving you in the background. So one step at a time. I just wanted to reassure you that Rome was not built in one day, and baby steps all build up gently, one step at a time, to bigger and bigger results. So take the pressure off yourself. You're learning some new stuff. You're reviewing perhaps some old stuff. You're integrating stuff with your wisdom and you're clearing patterns that don't serve you anymore. Get excited about that, because that means you're bringing more choices and more options into your life much more easily. Now, that was your little review from this morning about posting up the blank questions on your wall. And then put your answers in your journal. They're for you, they're for your privacy. These are sacred stuff for you as you're moving through each day and bringing more and more of what you want into your world. The end of day practice is really important. It's really, really important because you need to close your day down. We need to get you into a really positive mind space before you go to bed so that you can go into a deep sleep, so that you can heal. So that when you wake up in the morning, it's like a clean slate. And again, this all takes practice. It's bolted into everything that I teach you. I'm doing it with you. So it's all good. So you're going to be able to go into deeper states of relaxation before you go to bed. I advise that you do the evening practice as just about the last thing that you do before you go to bed. Because it's like you've rounded things off. It's like a bit like brushing your teeth. You know, you don't brush your teeth and then go and have a sandwich. You know, well, I don't. Not usually, anyway. So it's a bit like that. Think of this as the last thing that you do to take you into that deep state of reverence, to clear up to whatever might be in your mind, to lessen the mind chatter, to put yourself into a positive state, to say goodbye to the things, to let go of things that might have rattled you a little bit today. And you're going to find the more you practice this, that you are so able to stay so much more centered and calm. It's really, really key what your mental state and your emotional state is before you go to sleep, because that your sleep state is so, so important for you to get that really, really deep, deep, deep healing sleep so that you can feel, what's the word? Rejuvenated the next day. Because you know what it's like, don't you, if you're feeling tired, everything's that much more difficult. So this practice is all about creating structure and routine, and it can be a little bit uncomfortable when you're doing different things. So bear with it and keep going. You're going to love the results. Life becomes much, much more easier for you. Okay, let's begin. So my intention is to help you deepen your level of relaxation now. We're going to go into the heart, then we're going to do a little review of your day, put you into a positive mind state, and goodness knows what else will happen, some magic along the way, no doubt. Okay, so make sure you get comfortable. Feel your sitting bones connected with your chair, the floor, whatever you're sitting on. Place your tongue on the roof of your mouth. Gently tuck your chin towards your chest, feeling a gentle lengthening at the back of your neck. Allow your eyes to soften and relax now. Take your awareness to your jawline. Allow your jaw, your chin, to soften and relax now. Place a gentle smile on your face. Feel the connection between your tongue and the roof of your mouth. Take your awareness to your shoulders and allow your shoulders to soften and relax now. As you take your next breath in, allow that to be tender. At the peak of your inhalation, hold your breath for a moment. And as you do that, gently allow your shoulders to soften so that you feel a little bit extra space between your shoulders and your ears. and again. On your next inhalation, allowing your inhalation to be tender, pause at the peak of your inhalation. Relax your shoulders and then exhale. And then let that go and just breathing in your own time, allowing again your breath to be tender on the in-breath and long and smooth on the out-breath. Take your awareness to your tummy and hips and allow a sense of relaxation to come into your tummy and hips, a softening and a warmth. Feel your breath touching the end of your nostrils and moving in and touching the back of your throat now. Allowing any sounds around you to deepen your sense of relaxation as you simply follow my voice to help you relax even more than you have been right now. Feel the connection between your sitting bones and your support. Knowing that you're grounded, safe, protected. Take your awareness to your heart. And just imagine that there is a small younger version of you in your heart who is safe and playful. Imagine that they're waving to you, saying, come on, let's have some fun. Think of something else that makes you smile, giggle or laugh. Feel your breath touching your nose. And in this now moment, decide that you're going to let go of all worries, fears and anxieties. Send that energy down through your body, down through your legs, out through your feet and into the underground waterways. Imagine that the waterways are washing and purifying those energies. And imagine that little version of you is sitting on a riverbank, deep underground, waving and watching those worries, those fears, those anxieties be washed and transmuted and sent to the other side of the world. The waterways are going to deserts and filling water holes. There are camels, insects, animals who are delighted at your gift. Allow this to happen in the background and now take your awareness back to your heart, where you again meet that small version of you who is playful, carefree, loving and kind. Send this energy, playfulness, joy and love all the way down through your body, down through your legs, down through the soles of your feet, down into the ground. Send your energy down into the underground streams, crystalline layers of rock, going deeper and deeper and deeper. Keep going until you find a beautiful rose quartz crystal. It's a heart shape. This represents the energy of Mother Earth. This energy is constant. It vibrates with a really reassuring energy. She's laughing, joyful, youthful, vibrant, faithful, ever-present. Wrap your energy around this crystal. Merge the energies and draw it up. Draw this energy up, this fusion of energies up through the underground streams, through the crystalline layers of rock. Draw it up through the soles of your feet, filling up every cell, molecule, and electron in your legs. Up through the base of your spine, up through the core of your body and into your heart. Magnify this feeling by 1,000-fold. Send your love up through the top of your head, up and out through the ceiling of your property, up into the night sky, out into the universe, and connect with the vastness, the ever non-ending light, way, way, way up. Imagine that you're connecting with universal energy. Imagine that you're connecting with the energy of your ancestors who have passed to the light. Their wisdom, their joy, their kindness, their faith, their love. Now imagine that you're connecting with a masculine energy, the energy of the Father. It's a delightful energy, playful, joyful, strong, courageous, focused, and brave. Draw all of this energy back down through the universe, through the atmosphere, down through the sky. Draw it down to the top of your head. Draw it down through every cell, molecule, and electron of your being. Imagine it's a pure, vibrant, white light of the highest vibration. Cleansing, healing, activating, and harmonizing your cells now. Imagine each cell lighting up like the lights on a Christmas tree, one by one. And as each cell lights up, feel that spaciousness increasing throughout your body, allowing your breath to carry these energies to every part of you, down to your toes, your fingers, allowing your eyes to soften, shoulders to soften, tummy and hips to soften. Feel the merging of these energies in your heart, the crystalline energies of below, the feminine energies with the masculine energies from above. Feel this warmth glowing in your heart, radiating to every part of your body now. That's right. Gently with your awareness, expand this feeling beyond your physical form. Expand it into the room. That's right. That's right. Feel your breath touching the end of your nose and the back of your throat. Draw your energy back into your physical form. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes. Gently open your eyes. Hello. Okay, let's go to our journals and pens. You ready? What's gone well today? Bullet point, no thought, be spontaneous, trust what comes out of your pen. What else has gone well today? Keep going. What else has gone well today? What else has gone well today? Okay. You may not have had any challenges today, but if you did, just gently close your eyes. What challenge did you overcome today? What challenge or challenges did you overcome today? Write that down. Okay, so look at what you've written down. Look at what you've written down in terms of what's gone well and what challenge you've overcome. How does that make you feel? And notice how you felt when you were writing these things down as well. So just look at what you've written down. How does all of that make you feel? I want you to imagine, close your eyes. I want you to imagine your head is hitting the pillow this evening. And I want you to think, ask yourself this now. What am I feeling most proud about myself today? Just pick one thing. So imagine your eyes are just closing, you're going to sleep. Just trust what comes to you now. What do you feel most proud about? For starters, you're here showing up for yourself. It's a big commitment. You're doing brilliantly. What's your truth? And how does that make you feel? Trust your pen. Okay. Now, I want you to look back at the intention that you set this morning. You set an intention, which was, and you put it into the how can I formula. So just flip back now and see. When you look back, you'll see it. You circle the word, which was either something that you wanted to feel a certain way, that you wanted to experience something, and then you put it in your how can I formula. Mine was laughter. So I want you to just write down how many ways that showed up for you today. So you set an intention today, you put it in the how can I formula, and just think for a moment, how many times did whatever you ask for showed up today? Maybe close your eyes and feel into it. That space, where else did that show up today? Often it'll show up in unexpected ways. It's really important to log it down, because what's happening is you're creating evidence and logging, seeing for yourself that you are the master creator in your life. You are choosing these emotional states or these things to show up for you. And then you're recalling, this is where it showed up. This builds your confidence so that you can keep building the things that you're asking for one step at a time. It's like building a house. You're finding a new way of thinking, of putting foundations down so you can build upon it one step at a time. You're relearning how to think, which generates even more positive emotions and results. Our thoughts create emotions, which create the results in our life. We get to choose. So the moral of the story is, choose happy thoughts. Choose thoughts that make you feel good. You are in charge. Okay. If you didn't meet your intention today, just simply let it go. If nothing showed up today, which I'd be very surprised about, but it might happen, just ask yourself, okay, so what will I do differently tomorrow? And another cool question to ask yourself is, what advice would your best friend give you now? If you didn't meet your intention that you set this morning, what advice would your best friend give you? That detaches you from the emotion. You are your best friend, really. There's always a voice inside of you that has your back and knows the best thing for you. Okay. So, very gently, close your eyes. What in this now moment do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for? Trust the answer that comes to you. Feel it. Take a moment to feel that resonance and then write it down. What in this now moment do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for? Okay. What else? What else do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for in this now moment? Feel it. Okay, what else? What else do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for in this now moment? Write your answer down. Gently close your eyes. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Breathe. Imagine all those feelings of gratitude moving through your body, merging with the crystalline energies of below. That beautiful white light from above. Use your breath to move these energies around your body, feeling your cells cleansed, healed, activated, and harmonized. Feel the connection between your sitting bones and the floor. Gently wiggling your fingers and toes, bringing yourself back into the room. Okay, so how are you feeling right now in this now moment? Write your answer down. Have you met your intention, the one that you set at the beginning of this practice? So check back, check how you were feeling at the beginning of the practice, check how you wanted to feel. So have you met your intention, or is your intention in process? And my last question for you is, what have you learnt today? What have you learnt today? Write it down, be spontaneous, no thought, let it come out on the paper. Okay, have an amazing sleep. Choose how you would like to feel in the morning. Choose now. How do you want to feel when you wake up? Decide what you want from your sleep tonight. What do you want from your sleep? Choose it. That will help you feel how you want to feel in the morning. Set yourself up. How will you know in the morning that you feel the way you want to feel? Picture it and imagine it. Imagine your alarm clock going off. Do you want to feel vibrant and awake? So what needs to happen between now and then to make sure that you create that for yourself? Have an amazing sleep. Please post up, how are you feeling right now? Have you met your intention in terms of how you feel? Are you feeling the way you wanted to feel? The emotional state that you asked for half an hour ago? And what have you learned today? I'll see you in the morning. Have an amazing sleep. Good night.